All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Stephen McCauley, the chair and CEO of Empower Clinics. And Stephen, good to have you back again. Welcome.
Good to be on the show again, Steve. Thank you.
So news release out today talking about your saliva test that you had available in Canada. Now, last time you and I talked about these, you had actually put a pause on this because you were doing some work with Health Canada. So maybe you can sort of just remind everyone a little bit about why that pause was taken.
Yeah, so when, earlier in the year when we got our MDEL license approved and we went ahead and put our saliva testing program for Canada as a class one scheduled device. And that was the recommendation that we had and the approval that we did get from Health Canada for our MDEL. And then typically what happens when you get a new MDEL license, somewhere between 3 and 6 months, the Health Canada group will come back in for kind of a review or a mini audit. And at that point in time, there was some contention with the representative at Health Canada in Western Canada, who had the belief that we actually should be classed as a class four medical device and not our class one device. So at that point in time, we had to stop selling while we worked out the status with Health Canada. And that's brought us to the announcement of today, where we've indicated that we've got our full green light back from Health Canada to proceed how we originally planned as a class one device.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about these tests and sort of the strategy you have moving forward with these.
Yeah, so right now what we need to do, we're full green light to go ahead and start selling again. We have to update some labeling and packaging, and that was one of the requirements from Health Canada. It's a little bit of the vernacular on the package has to adjust. We've gone ahead and designed all that new artwork. We had to have that submitted and approved by Health Canada. And so now we're going to print labels, print new boxes, repackage for Canada in our bilingual packaging and proceed as planned. So we will reactivate our e-commerce site at kitest.ca. And we will begin, you know, selling again to our pharmacy network partners who really have a lot of appetite for the product on their shelves. And you know, where applicable, whether it's businesses or schools, whatever the case may be, then we'll go ahead and make those available across Canada.
Stephen, can you talk to me a bit about the process of using those kits? I mean, do people send them off to the United States to get looked at? Or they, what's sort of the way that they should be used?
Yeah, really, really good kind of insightful question. So one of the other things that we've been working on kind of behind the scenes is making sure that we could establish Canadian laboratory partners for processing of our saliva-based specimens. So we've narrowed down, we went sort of through a bit of a bidding and negotiating process with some high quality labs across the country. And we'll be making an announcement in the very near future about the agreements that we put in place. So what we would expect is that if you're a Canadian in Canada and you order the test from us, however you get it, or you pick it up at your pharmacy, there'll be a prepaid envelope that will be sent off to the Canadian partner lab for processing. And this is really important now going forward, more than ever before, is that to ensure we get the turnaround time consistently right with the partner lab, particularly when travel mandates come into play and there's a really tight window. Now, the second way to utilize our test kits for Canadians is if you wanted to travel to the US as an example, within that, you could take that purchase kit in your travel bag so that when you need to return, you would actually then take your test and submit it to Kai Medical Laboratory for processing in the United States. We will make sure that within the envelopes, there's a US-based version and there's a Canadian-based version so that whatever use case you might be having to go through, you can go ahead and get kind of taken care of both in Canada and in the United States.
All right. Makes a lot of sense. Well, congratulations on all this. It's good to get that back up and running. And I know that we'll have more talks about this as the months roll on again. So thank you, Stephen. Appreciate the time.
Yeah. Thank you for your time as well.
All right. Stephen McCauley, the chair and CEO of Empower Clinics.